Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Revertans, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Revertan, and let's do this. Parshas Vayigash picks up exactly where Miketz left off. Mid-scene, high tension. Yehuda is talking to Yosef, pleading with him to leave Binyamin alone and take him instead, because Yaakov would be beyond devastated if anything happened to Binyamin. At this point, Yosef is so overcome, he can't hide anymore. He sends all the Mitzrim out of the room, and he says the iconic words, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avi Chai. Yes, the 613 Torah Avenue song is going through my head right now. The Shvatim were taken aback. Rashi says it's because of their shame, but Yosef reassures them that they shouldn't feel guilty. It was meant to be. Hashem sent him here to ensure their survival. Yosef then ships them back off to Yaakov in a hurry, telling them to come back to Mitzrayim where they'll be well taken care of. Pyro gets wind of this and agrees that the Shvatim should come back and they'll get the best land. So the Shvatim go back. Yosef and Pyro send a boatload of gifts with them. They break the news to Yaakov, who's revived and overjoyed. That might be an understatement. Before Yaakov and the Shvatim go back to Mitzrayim, Hashem appears to Yaakov and tells him not to fear to go to Mitzrayim, because he, Hashem, will make Yaakov into a Goy Gadol. And just as Hashem will go with him to Mitzrayim, he will also bring him up. So the whole kit and caboodle go down to Mitzrayim, and the Torah names all the people in the caravan, 70 in total. Bnei Yisrael make it to Mitzrayim, and Yosef greets his father. It says Yosef wept excessively on his father's neck. Then Yosef preps the Shvatim for their meeting with Paro, instructing them to say that they're shepherds, and that's what they plan on doing until the famine ends. The Shvatim listened, and Paro said, great, here's Goshen. Then it was Yaakov's turn with Paro, where he infamously kinda kvetched that he had a hard life. Yaakov then gives Paro a bracha. The parsha ends with Yosef taking care of his family and the entire Mitzrayim falling into more desperate straits. First spending all their money for food from Yosef, then selling all their livestock, then all their land, and then themselves into servitude just for food. Meanwhile, in Goshen, the Shvatim were doing mighty fine. Wow, this is a happily ever after parsha. Very rare. Let's move on to a short thought. We said that after Yosef revealed himself, the Shvatim were ashamed. And what were they ashamed of? Not just Mechiras Yosef. That was just the consequence of the Beis Din they held that had condemned Yosef because of Yosef's dreams. The dreams that they had thought to be impossible and revealing Yosef to be more Machas and a Nabi Sheker to boot. With Yosef revealing himself, they saw that the first dream had come true. And not just was the Mechira wrong, but the premise behind it was wrong too. Ouch, it really hurts when your little brother proves you wrong. Been there, done that. I want to expand on this idea a little bit to the topic of nevuah, prophecy. In this case, the Shvatim didn't want to believe it, and then in the most surprising and embarrassing way, they were proven wrong. We see this upending, shocking reveal of how nevuah plays out throughout Tanakh. Let's go back a parsha to Miketz. There's the story of Eshes Potiphar. Rav Shalom Shadron brings down a chazal that says that she wasn't stam trying to seduce Yosef. She did it l'shem shemayim, as she saw that there would be children coming out of her house through Yosef. She assumed that she was the woman it would happen through. She was right, but she was wrong. Children did come out of her house through Yosef, but through Yosef's wife, Asnas Bas Potiphera. The prophecy was fulfilled, just not how she thought it would be. The same thing with Korach, seeing b'nevuah that Shmuel would come out of him, and the Meraglim seeing that they wouldn't be Nesiim in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't realize it was because they would be dead, not that they weren't Ra'i. If you're familiar with the story of Shlomo HaMelech, the Malach HaMavis, and the city of Luz, it's the same thing. It's so fascinating and cool to see this pattern play out over and over again, seeing people play into the hands of Hashem's ultimate plan in ways they never anticipated, yet still achieving the outcome they sought to clarify. Wishing you a good Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com.
That's emunah, the number 4, nr@gmail.com.